In Jeff Hawk's Intel column entitled Juvenile Lifers, Redemption and Release, he poses the question of whether a 13-year-old who committed a senseless murder should be kept in prison for the rest of his life without the possibility of parole. The column points out Pennsylvania has 444 juvenile lifers, according to a May report by Human Rights Watch. That's not only more, far more, than any other state. It represents nearly one-fifth of all juvenile lifers in the United States. An authority points out the brain self-control function does not fully mature until the early or mid-20s. Virtually all juvenile offenders, even those committing crimes into their early 20s, desist from crime by the time they are 30. Hawks is at his best when he serves as the conscience of society. He brings to our attention the issues that require our attention and provides information that causes us to reflect and possibly to take corrective action. Newslike doesn't just criticize, it is eager to praise.